B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. With Pat Benatar, it's Bob LBF from Brian at 8:37. Just a quick reminder, we got you tickets to Guns N' Roses between 8:50 and 9 o'clock. We're going to be looking for lucky caller number 10. But meanwhile, we're going to do the dirty laundry with LBF.
Yep, and this is brought to you by Uno Pizzeria and Grill. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, there are 24 Pixar movies, and a film critic has ranked them. I'm not going to tell you the 24, but I'm going to give you the top five. Not surprising, number one, but it kind of is. Kind of is. There have been so many.
Okay.
Before we get to that, sad news. If you are a big fan of WKRP in Cincinnati, did you watch that?
Oh, yeah, we loved it.
Yeah.
What was the DJ's name?
Johnny Fever.
Johnny Fever. Was it Venus Flytrap?
Venus Flytrap.
Venus Flytrap, yeah.
Uh-huh. Good I just stuff. Knew Lonnie Anderson.
So
that was it. Anyway, the star of that, Frank Bonner, died Wednesday at the age of 79. He had Lewy body dementia. He was the sales guy.
When the plaid suit.
And yeah. Yes. Herb my dad Parler. Had a jacket like that. I just saw it on Facebook.
It was the style at the time.
Yeah, you can forgive him.
He had a perm.
He had a perm?
Dad. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Yeah, thanks for your secrets.
Yeah,
God. Bruce.
Hey, Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter, Apple Martin, has never seen her in a movie.
No, did she fall far from the tree? Come on.
No.
It's Father's Day weekend. No. Give me that one. Come on.
All right.
That's good.
Yes. So anyway, right, she said, my kids have never seen me in a movie. I mean, I think my son has seen Iron Man things, but I don't think my daughter has seen me in a movie. She says it's weird if she sees her mom.
Never seen her. But you don't want to see Gwyneth in a movie either.
Let's be honest. Actress, I don't really mind right. Gwyneth Paltrow so much, but I can't think of a movie of hers that I watch on repeat.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just not really. Shakespeare in Love, nah.
Okay.
But I do go to Goop and I get crazy and she drives me nuts.
And you go there to go crazy. That's,
yep.
That's the crazy thing.
Jade Egg gets me every time. Anyway.
My God.
I wouldn't go any further. Pixar yeah. movies. Because this is a family show. This film critic ranked all the 24 Pixar movies. I'm going to give you the top five. Now, not coming in at five is Toy Story 1. The first Toy Story.
Five is one.
Okay.
Finding Nemo, number four.
Number four. Yeah.
Really, really tragic opening scene, by the way. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Toy Story 2.
So three is two.
Three is two.
That's the one we're
I've only seen one and two. Now I'm nervous that number three could be number one.
Number two is The Incredibles.
Oh, number two is Incredibles. That's always fun.
So good.
Boy, they have small waists.
They do.
Yeah.
Incredible.
That is incredible.
And coming in at number one.
Yes.
Toy Story 3.
Wow.
Three is one.
Wow. I should see that.
You should.
Is
it's
that
actually
weird?
Really good. It'll make you cry.
Wait till I'm with little Caroline. I'll watch it with her.
You should watch alone and make it really weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
You're doing what are you doing? Nothing.
Nothing. What? Number three is number one.
I mean, I think the Pixar movies, that like the ones that make you cry, Toy Story 3, Coco.
Oh, Coco's good, yeah.
Yeah.
And Up.
Yeah.
I cried like an hysterical freak at the first 15 minutes of Up.
You have to. It's just so Ed Asner is just the old man is great. You know, he has to say goodbye to his dear old wife.
Yep, sad. He does.
Okay.
She dies in the beginning, everybody. Bob told me.
I didn't tell you the ending. I just told you the beginning. Are you done, LBF?
Oh, I am.
That was fabulous.
You've been doing this
for 10 years.
Yep.
And that was maybe your best ever. people.
Just PR just after PR.
Right, yeah, isn't just great.
Okay.
People are commenting a lot on our Facebook page, ROR Morning Show.
Really?
Brian put up a wacky picture of you doing the hat trick.
I'm with two naked men.
Oh, my
check
God.
It out. That's awesome.
Hey, if you don't go to congratulate LBF, go for
neither
the naked
of them
men.
Are her husband.
Yeah, no.
Wow. Folks are saying some great things. Lauren, you should be proud. I mean, you've really achieved a bond with your listeners.
Oh, that's nice.
No, I haven't yet. But one of these,
I know.
If it takes me 10 years, up to halfway there, I'd be thrilled.
No, you've
thrilled.
Achieved a bond with our listeners.
This is just fantastic. You're the best. I mean,
thanks, Bob.
Right, isn't she?
Yeah.
We're lucky to have you.
I don't believe you.
Make
guys,
her blush.
You hate...
Okay.
You hate compliments.
She can't take
so
a compliment.
No, I don't.
We mean it. We love you.
Oh, that's okay. Nice.
I'd hug you, but you won't let me.
Nope.
Okay. All
right. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.